Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Rachel, tell us how your shows for children started. You studied art at college, didn't you?
That's right. But I gave up my career as an artist when my twin daughters were born. Painting took up too much time when I was looking after them. I thought about teaching art classes part-time, but instead I started making dolls for my daughters. I love acting, so I often invented little plays for the dolls, doing the voices myself.
And when did you start doing shows for other people?
When our daughters were five, my husband suggested using the dolls to entertain the children at their birthday party. I wrote a little show and he built a dolls theatre. My daughters and their friends loved it. As a result, other parents asked me to come and do the show at their children's parties. That's how it all began.
Must be a lot of work for you.
Yes, I love making the dolls, but I decided that I needed someone to help me with the shows. Luckily, my neighbour Lena was keen to perform with me. Her husband records the music to go with the shows. It would be impossible to do everything on my own.
Have you ever had any problems?
Only once. I did a show for a group of three-year-olds and I'd written a story about a lion. Unfortunately, the children were really afraid of the lion and started crying. I was worried the parents might complain, but luckily they were all able to laugh about it afterwards.
And what did you learn from that?
The experience taught me that I had to find out beforehand just what children enjoy. Like me, Lena has two daughters, so whenever we've invented a new story, we show it to our four girls first. They always tell us exactly what they think of it. And sometimes I take new dolls to the local primary school to check that children like them.
Now listen again.
Rachel, tell us how your shows for children started. You studied art at college, didn't you?
That's right. But I gave up my career as an artist when my twin daughters were born. Painting took up too much time when I was looking after them. I thought about teaching art classes part-time, but instead I started making dolls for my daughters. I love acting, so I often invented little plays for the dolls, doing the voices myself.
And when did you start doing shows for other people?
When our daughters were five, my husband suggested using the dolls to entertain the children at their birthday party. I wrote a little show and he built a dolls theatre. My daughters and their friends loved it. As a result, other parents asked me to come and do the show at their children's parties. That's how it all began.
Must be a lot of work for you.
Yes, I love making the dolls, but I decided that I needed someone to help me with the shows. Luckily, my neighbour Lena was keen to perform with me. Her husband records the music to go with the shows. It would be impossible to do everything on my own.
Have you ever had any problems?
Only once. I did a show for a group of three-year-olds and I'd written a story about a lion. Unfortunately, the children were really afraid of the lion and started crying. I was worried the parents might complain, but luckily they were all able to laugh about it afterwards.
And what did you learn from that?
The experience taught me that I had to find out beforehand just what children enjoy. Like me, Lena has two daughters, so whenever we've invented a new story, we show it to our four girls first. They always tell us exactly what they think of it. And sometimes I take new dolls to the local primary school to check that children like them.